I think we accentuate a lot of the great things that gym owners just do by virtue of who they are as people. Every personal trainer I've met and every gym owner I've met across this journey now, like it's a great bunch, right? You just only want to do good by your people. You want to make them succeed. You go over and beyond. You extend yourself by doing the right thing.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jay Croft, and welcome to the Optimal Aging Podcast, where we discuss the business of exercise, healthy living, and well-being for people 50 and over. Each week, we explore what healthy living means for millions of people over age 50 and what's coming next, with a focus on communications, content, and making powerful connections. I met Sumit Seth a couple of years ago at a fitness conference in California, and we sort of immediately connected because we were two of the few participants who are not actually gym owners or trainers. We were both there to network, to learn, and to promote our new ventures, My Prime Fit Content and his Nomly, a web-based platform that helps fitness professionals connect with their clients and improve retention. Since that time, I'm glad to say that we have stayed in touch and that we've both found our footing and a lot of supporters in the industry. In fact, we both spoke last weekend at the virtual Functional Aging Summit sponsored by the Functional Aging Institute. You'll hear us talk about it briefly in this episode of the Optimal Aging Podcast, which was recorded a couple of weeks before the event. Before co-founding Nomly, Sumit had successfully built a large staffing firm by focusing on creating long-term relationships. He left that venture to focus on his health and family and plan his start in the fitness industry. Now, Nomly, which is spelled N-A-A-M-L-Y, Nomly, is up and running, helping gym owners systematize and simplify their operations by centralizing member data and communications. This helps gym owners increase their customer lifetime value, improve staff efficiencies, and eliminate stress. I am happy to say that Nomly is a sponsor of this podcast, and I want to point out that Nomly makes it easier than ever for you to keep your over 50 clients engaged and excited about being part of your process. You can check it out at nomly.com/optimal-aging-podcast. I'll include that link in the show notes. Here's my talk with Sumit. Hey there, Sumit. How are you doing?
Well, thanks, Jay.
Good. It's nice to see you. How's everything in Arizona right now?
Pretty good, actually. Yeah, nice to see you as well. I mean, we just got the mask mandate lifted last week.
Yay.
Just coming off of the Fitbro Growth Summit that happened this weekend. So it was really nice. It's beginning to look a lot like pre-COVID times in a way, right? Like people are there, no masks, and we're getting connected. We can see people behind the mask now and we can lock arms again. So it's pretty exciting. I'm pretty excited about that.
Right. So I'm really glad to be able to see people's faces. It's so odd when you can't smile at someone. You pass someone in the grocery store and you want to smile or, you know, give them that friendly nod of the head, and you can't do it. So yep. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I know. It's been awkward and weird this entire year. Like, what a tough, challenging year. I just hope that the worst behind us. And the initial indications suggest that seems to be the case. So
I think so. I feel that way too, for whatever it's worth. You're in Arizona, I'm in Georgia. And it's different everywhere. You know, I know it's tough in Canada, for instance, still, but, I feel like the worst is behind us. So let's hope so. Let's keep our fingers crossed. And
yes, doing that. Yes.
Exactly. Well, listen, you know, I want to know, I'm a little envious of you because you got to go to this FitPro Growth Summit last weekend. And you know, I know the guys who put it on. They're all smart, interesting guys, and I would have loved to have attended. And it's like the first time where I saw these pictures on Facebook of you and all these other people there. I'm like, oh man, I wish I was there.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. It was so nice to have all of the people out, connect, exchange ideas, go on till about 2, 3, 4 in the morning, just have these deep conversations about, hey, what's happening in the business now? How are you seeing it? And you know, like just getting an overall pulse of how things are going to be. So it was really, really good. Yeah.
Good. I'm glad you got to do that. And then you're going to be speaking at the Functional Aging Summit, as am I. And that's in, when is that? That's coming up. That's next month.
Yeah, that is next month. In a few weeks, I would think 2, 3 weeks from now. So yeah, it's
well, good.
A lot of activity.
Let's pause to put in a plug for the Functional Aging Summit. Check it out online. You can see Sumit. You can see me and a lot of really great people talking about really interesting things. Right? How was that? Was that pretty good?
That was pretty good. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So you and I met actually a couple years ago, 3 years ago, I'm not sure, at an event like that we're talking about. And yeah. I remember we kind of looked at each other like, hey, are you as awkward as I am? Because we were like two odd men out, right? What do you remember about that?
No, you're absolutely right. So it's so funny you just talked about FAI. So we met at that time it used to be the AFS Summit.
Right.
And, you know, Dan was hosting his mastermind there as well. And I was just really keen and curious to know more about the industry. And I reached out to him and, you know, Dan being the guy that he is, he's like, hey, come on in, just sit down, just have conversations. And despite having him opened up his arms to me and said, come on in, I was feeling so awkward because I don't own a gym. I'm not in the fitness space. And I didn't know, but I was very curious to learn and understand and know people. So that's when we met. And I naturally gravitated a little bit towards you too, because it's like, okay, there's at least one more guy like me who doesn't own a gym.
Yeah.
So this is right. Misery likes misery. Like, okay, at least there's comfort in knowing it's just not me, the odd man now.
That's right.
So you know, you put me to ease back then. It's like, hey, it's okay. You had been with them for some time by that time, I guess.
Yes. I was a little, I'd been familiar with them for a little while, maybe a year or so at that point. So I felt more comfortable, but still a little bit of an odd man out, because that group is for people who own gyms and I don't. But great people, very friendly, very warm,
yes.
Interesting event. So it was definitely a good experience for me, and I got to meet you.
Yes, likewise. Yeah, it was a great experience, and I got to meet a lot of people, and we've continued to stay in touch, build on those relationships now, and yeah, it's just been great.
Yeah. Well, Sumit, I think this might be a good time to sort of pause and go backward a little bit, because okay. I'm about to go forward into, you know, what we're doing now and what we might look ahead to in the future, and how you've got some great ideas to help our listeners grow their fitness businesses. And so tell me, how did you get to that point? Like, what happened? What was Sumit's story before I met you at that event 2 or 3 years ago?
Yeah. Okay. There is a backstory to that event too. So let me give you a little bit more color. So I'm an Indian, as you can see. I'd come down here and I had done my administrative residency from Georgetown University in DC and in hospital and healthcare management. And for the longest time, I genuinely believed that that's healthcare. That's how we've gone to know healthcare. And once I graduated, I worked for Asia's largest hospital. Then I came back and I was working for Henry Ford Health Systems. I was working for United Health Group. So I was probably unique in being able to work both for the payers, like Optum Health, AmeriChoice, and United Health, and the providers, which is the hospital healthcare system like Henry Ford and Catholic Healthcare West and so on and so forth. And I was living the dream. And then I was like, you know what? I should do something on my own. Because back then I was making, very little money, but I could hire people who would make 4 times the money that I would. So that was a big motivation. Like, I could do this. And I joined a couple of my friends and we, part of a staffing company. So we grew that. That was back in 2005. And the next 10 years were very magical from the outside, and everything was perfect because we grew like 40% year on year. And when I left, you know, we had 2,000 employees that I was running and in charge of. We had featured on Inc. 5000 eight times in a row. We were recognized as the fastest growing company, the largest staffing company in our space. And, you know, we had offices in US, Canada, India, UK, I mean, everywhere. So it was just living the dream, but it was coming at a price for me, and which was, in hindsight, you realize I'm not unique to this. But at that time, it felt pretty darn unique. I wasn't there for my wife. I wasn't there for my kids. My health was just going in the gutter. Like, I just wasn't there for them. And so I did the inevitable in one way, but I also did something unthinkable, which was like, I exited that business. I made a little bit money, but I was like, I can't do this, because if I do this, then I'll die young and die without my family with me, because I'm sure my wife would have divorced me and I wouldn't be here.
Okay.
So I did that. And that's when the fitness thing started happening, because I took a sabbatical. I was like, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to work on my relationships. I'm going to go back and just spend all the time with my kids, my family. We did a number of road trips, just trying to bond. For anyone listening to this, I mean, in hindsight, it was a good idea. But once you're doing 21 days and you're going 400 or 500 miles a day, and you're just six of you, like I had my mom and dad with me too, in one car, sometimes it does get on each other's nerve, but you can't run away. So you're like, okay, I did not think that through. But anyways, it worked out fine. And in that process, I found Jake, my personal trainer. And honest to God, like, he just changed my life, because not only did he made a huge impact on the mental front, like, you know, external things okay, but physical things okay. I think mentally, he made me feel like $1 million all over again. Hmm. And as he was doing that, I just got more and more intimate with him, because he's a personal trainer, right? You share things, you work out together,
right?
And I realized that he was pretty much living my old life, in the sense that he's coming out at 4:30 in the morning and he's going through this entire day, and then in the night he's still not there for his girlfriend and his family. And I was like, there's something, you know, it just hit me. But from the outside, it's like, he's living the dream from my viewpoint. He's like, you know, amazing body. I'm like, wow, man, I wish I had that kind of body. Mm-hmm. Confident, you can come in shorts, you're living the dream. But the more you get to know the person, you're like, oh my God, you're struggling to put food on the table, and you're away from your family, and you're worried about, how do I keep the lights on for my gym? And at least in my case, I was making a lot of money. But in this case, he's selling health. He's making me healthy, people like myself. And because I get healthy, people around me get healthy, and, mm-hmm. and our relationships get better. And so what can I do for Jake? Is how this started. And this is how that business found me, like this new business that we have now. I say new now, but back then, right? It's been a few years.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Anomaly was born, to see how we can help the gym owner succeed and what we could do with our skill set, and just kind of take it from there. So that's the background.
That's great. So how can Anomaly help gyms succeed? Tell us.
I think we accentuate a lot of the great things that gym owners just do by virtue of who they are as people. Every personal trainer I've met and every gym owner I've met across this journey now, like, it's a great bunch, right? You just only want to do good by your people. You want to make them succeed. You go over and beyond. You extend yourself by doing the right things. You kill yourself. You know, there's almost this love-hate relationship with money as well. Like, you're providing health, right? Mm-hmm. It's okay. It's okay to make money. And yet you just want to do good. So I think what we do really well is we help in systemizing that, and we help in scaling that. So it's no longer just the gym owner's responsibility, but you can filter it down to your team members. So it's because one of the biggest thing as a fitness entrepreneur or any entrepreneur is, how do you duplicate, triplicate, quadruplicate yourself? Mm-hmm. and also not be worried about, which I also learned happens quite a bit in the industry, is people stealing your clients, right? So that happens quite a bit. Trainers come and they engage, and the relationship starts building between the trainer and the customer. Mm-hmm. And then before you know it, the trainer leaves and he takes business away, which is wrong at every single level. Mm-hmm. So both the trainer and the customer forget that they got together there because of the gym. Mm-hmm. They got together there because, and it's just not the trainer, it's the team behind the scenes that does things. There's so much to it, right? And that's what we've been able to systemize and build this from the grounds up by having so many discussions and shadowing with our gym owners, with our communities, and of understanding what is the need and how truly is a community born, because everyone talks about a community, but what does a community really mean, and how do we make it stick with the gym and make it the gym owner's tribe, the gym owner's community, as they say.
So. And communication is a big part of that, right? The gym needs to communicate to its members consistently and with clarity and with the same key messages. And you need to know that your messages are getting received, and you need to know if the client called and talked to Joe and Joe's on vacation now. So gee, what did Joe say about this? It can be confusing, right? Because there's so many people coming and going, but Nomly helps systematize that so that there's more, it's more unified, it's more cohesive, right?
Absolutely. Very well said. That's the whole idea. And we believe that, you know, community is all based off of client experience. And client experience is a function of, like you said, communication. Because none of this would happen. You will not build that community had it not been for the great training program that you already have. How are you consistently showing up? And is that consistent across trainer John and trainer Susie and trainer Sam? Like, how do you make sure that when you come into my gym, it doesn't matter whom you're engaging with, you're going to provide, you're going to get the same thing because it's my gym's way of treating you, engaging you. And how do we do it not only when you're inside the gym, but when you're outside the gym? How do we hold you accountable to that? And that's what we all do. Like, you know, we provide that consistent, you know, unified member view.
Well, I'm curious about that when I'm not in the gym. Let's say I don't show up at the gym for 2 or 3 weeks. I'm a customer. I don't go to your gym for 2 or 3 weeks. What can Nomly do for you to I don't know, encourage me to get back or to give me some diet tips while I'm not coming in or chastise me because I'm not taking care of myself? What does it do at that time?
Right. Now, that's a great question. I think it just eventually everything comes down to a few things, right? There is accountability, which is a good way of saying I'm slapping you in a way or you know, calling you out because you didn't show up. Mm. And we do that through our integrations with billing systems like MindBody, right? And if anyone has MindBody system, you'll know what I mean when you say it's a pain in the rear to go in and pull out reports to say who came in last, when did they came in last? And typically the industry standard seems to be see if they've come in over the last 7 days or not. That's one. Second has been like, are they coming in consistently at least 8 times, which seems to be the magical number. And a lot of the stuff I learned over the years. So whatever I've been learning by attending these summits and having these conversations with speakers and people is what I've built into the product. Now, so that's one side of it. The other side of it, like you said, about the diet tips and all is, which is recognition, right? So the people who are showing up, how do we celebrate the hell out of that? How do we recognize those people, give them the attaboys, and give them in the language of the gym, not in the language of John the trainer, because one person doing it doesn't help me. I need this to be systemized. And so it's whether, hey, you lost so much of weight, or it doesn't even need to be about weight. It's just making you feel good. Like, hey, you showed up. Mm-hmm. You didn't feel like coming in, but you showed up. That's amazing. And we recognize that. Everyone craves recognition. So you just sprinkling that in goes a long, long way. And then bring in that element of a team environment. So it's not just one person doing it. I know a lot of gyms now have Nutrition programs. There's a, there's a administrative component. So as you as the team grows, you don't want multiple people talking on their own without having anything centralized, knowing what was said and how was it said. And that's where Nomni comes in as well, because we're able to have both text, email, phone, and now video messaging all in one platform. So it's everything is just there, and you can just see what was said last, how was it said, and now you can decide, do I need to coach my coaches about a better way of saying this so that they engage with their members better, or no, they're doing it fine, and then how do we replicate that across our ecosystem?
And this leads to better attendance, better retention.
Yes.
What else? Why? What? These all sound like really nice things to do, but why are they good for business?
At the end of the day, it's very simple, right? Like, and there are studies after studies, but that says, hey, a 5% increase in retention gets you 95% increase in profitability, right? That's the saying. Then people have done those studies, right? But if you think about it very simply, right now, most gyms, even if you go back pre-COVID days, they hit a plateau. They're not growing. So eventually, no matter what the gym owner is thinking, like, oh, I don't have a retention problem, people stay with me longer. Because you always gravitate towards the 3, 5, 8 people who love you for who you are and who will follow you wherever you go because you're that person to them. But the rest of the crowd churns. They come and they disappear either because of one bad experience, two bad experiences. They don't know about it. You don't even care to know. And that's what we bring to light, because if you were sitting in a room and someone was wearing this cap which said, I'm going to leave if you don't give me attention, you will get drawn to that person and you will do what you need to. But what happens is in that hour that they do show up, you're busy, you're engaged, and like you're going session by session by session. So you do need all the help you can. To know who is that person, to identify that person. And we do that for you. And we simplify it so much. So coming back, like you're spending so much of money in acquisition of the lead, you're giving Zuckerberg all the money, right? And when you realize that cost of acquisition is high, and then they're just on the back end, they're leaving, and that's why you're pretty much plateaued. Imagine if you just kept that money, you didn't have to ever market again. I mean, you need to. But if you didn't, all that money goes into your pocket and you're suddenly beginning to make money for yourself. And this looks like a profitable business, which it is, and it should be.
We'll be right back after a short break. Hey, everybody wants to bring in more money and to save time, right? Well, our friends at Nomni are here to help you improve your gym's communications with clients and grow your business. Join more than 300 fitness coaches who are doing more business with less work. Nomni helps to systematize and simplify gym operations by centralizing member data and communications so gym owners can increase their customer lifetime value, improve staff efficiencies, and raise the bottom line. This centralized communications tool helps you in lots of ways. It helps you orchestrate referral programs at the push of a button, helps you hold clients accountable with built-in two-way texting, and it lets you rest assured that all your clients' messages are being handled properly. Schedule a free consultation today at nomly.com/optimal-aging-podcast. That's Nomly, nomly.com/optimal-aging-podcast. Back to the show.
I meet a lot of gym owners who seem to forget about retention. Like you said, they are chasing those new leads. They want those new clients. They spend the money. They hustle. And then they kind of forget about them, take them for granted, think that they're done. And it's frustrating to me to see so many people not value the people they currently have, because if you lower your retention, then you don't have to be hustling new leads as much. You're still going to have to do it.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And that's the whole intent. How do we get people to stay longer and pay longer? Because the funny thing is, even if you were the worst trainer in the world, right? If the person just showed up he will get results. He will get better, and he will attribute that to your gym, which is what you want anyways, right? But so, and most of the training gyms are really good at what they do. So if you just highlighted more of the good things, your business is only going to grow and grow and make you more money, because a gym business could be a really good cash cow if you think about it, and could provide that elusive freedom of time and money that everyone chases, right? So
the personal connections that you're talking about are so important to everyone. I think they are particularly important to people who are a little awkward at the gym, and that includes a lot of older people. And as you know, the podcast and my business Prime Fit content deal with getting more people over 50 into the gym and staying in the gym, right? So I know from countless anecdotal experience that it really matters when a slightly older person, 50, 60, 70 years old, gets a personal acknowledgement. Like, hello, Susan, nice to see you again. This is your third time this week. That's awesome. Keep it up. Or if I'm not at my gym for a couple of weeks, I can't say that they've ever called or that I would expect them to call. But the first time I go back, everyone there says, oh, where have you been? We're warning about you. We haven't seen you in a while. Did you go on vacation? Have you been sick, et cetera? That means a lot to me. I could give my money to any number of gyms, but I like giving it to the gym that knows how to treat people.
Yep. It's all about showing that you genuinely care. And that's the beautiful thing, right? And most of the training gyms that at least I've come in touch with, they do care about their clients. They really do. They go out of the way to accommodate their change in schedule, not charge for the change in time, and do so many things, right? So to that example, Jay, how powerful would it be when you are on vacation or you had kind of gone by and life took you over, you did get something from the gym which said, hey, we've been missing you here. Everything okay? Or, yeah, I know you're on vacation. If you do know you're on vacation because you're having those communications, then you can make a note and then go in like, hey, how's that vacation coming along? I know you're having fun. Continue to have fun there. Eat as much as you want to. Come back on in, and then we're looking forward to it. You're like, oh my God, I've found my tribe. I found my place because these guys care for me. They're looking out for me. There's always going to be a place for me, and that's what it is all about.
Yeah, that's very similar to the content that I produce for marketing. Is I want it to, I know that it does help build that sense of community, that sense of belonging and shared values. And I like being here. I like being with people who talk about these things and who have this approach and this generosity of spirit and time and patience, all these things that you want to bake into your business. So right. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy, but I see some similarities there between what you're doing and what I'm doing.
No, 100%. There is a lot of similarity. And I think that's probably goes back to when we connected a few years ago, right? We've stayed in touch since then. We've been in so many events, and you know, we bounce off the same concepts with each other, right? Like, how do we do what we do best to help the customers that we serve do what they do best? Which is all about this, just accentuating the care that they provide already.
And now you're Nomly is a sponsor of this very podcast.
Yes, we're lucky. We're blessed to be aligned with the right kind of people, Jay.
I'm very lucky, and I just take this moment right here to thank you for your support. I'm glad to be associated with Nomly. Now, that name, Naamly, Nomly.com. What's up with the word Nomly? What's the story behind the name of the company?
I don't know if people are going to see this, or it's just going to be audio. But if for the audio folks, I'm just grinning and laughing because the background is this. Like, you know, when we first decided that we wanted to be the company behind the gym owner, right? We were like, hey, we want to uplift the reputation of the gym owner, and it's all about that, you know, stand behind them. And but reputation sounds so big, right? That name is it's just too academic. Side story, I even bought the domain rights to Reputonomy, and I was showing it to friends of mine, and they're like, are you opening a library of sorts, or are you going to write a book on this? What the hell? So like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah. So we went back and we said, what does reputation really mean, right? And we drilled it down to the grassroots level, and we said, it all comes down to your name. That is the one thing that you are born with, and your entire life, you're either trying to live up to that name, or based off of the karma and the things that you do, you bring it down to the ground. And we're like, we want to be that person, that company, that brand that uplifts that name. We want to be behind the gym owners, like, hey, we want to do anything and everything we can to take your name to the next level, right? That was the idea. So now once we got name, our next thing was, hey, we wanted two syllables. Why? Because we're geeky that way. We're tech. So we looked down, we looked at all the companies that we admire, Apple, Google, Yahoo back then. And it was like, what's so similar about them? They have two syllables, right?
Yeah.
Apple, Yahoo, Google. Second, they have the repetition of two letters, mm-hmm. right? Google has two O's, Apple has two P's, Yahoo has two O's. And we're like, okay. And then it's so coincidental that our first thing was, let's look for Namely. Namely was an HR outsourcing company. Like, what the hell? I'm not going back to staffing.
Right.
And we found Nam. Nam in Indian language, which is the third thing, means name. Sheer coincidence.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're like, okay, three reasons, right? We got our two syllables. We got the two letters. We got Nam, which is name, because we have a document that we created. This is tell you how stupid we are at times, that which has, and the title of the document is What's in a Name? And it has more than 300 entries of different combination of names we came up with. And both Raj, my business partner, and I, we just loved Namely, and we took it. And this is the one time we did not ask our other friends, because now that we go to gym, I was like, what? Namely, what? And we're like, oh my God, right? We were so inward focused at that time. That is it Namely? Is it Namely? What the hell is it? And so we devastated the name from that viewpoint. But hey, people didn't know about Uber, so I think people will know about Namely one day. So,
absolutely. Absolutely. Good story.
Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Hey, are you a fitness professional trying to grow your business with people over 50? If you are, then you need to know how to communicate with them, how to market to them, and how to get them to know you, like you, and trust you with their fitness and their money. We're talking about the baby boomers and more. People who are a little older and a little younger are still in this demographic slice that I'm talking about. People who are older than the typical client or prospect that gyms and studios go for, they have more time, more money, and better motivation to become excellent long-term fitness clients for gyms, studios, and trainers. Prime Fit Content is the only content marketing company designed specifically to help you engage people in this group and to distinguish yourself from competitors in your community. It's effective, it's easy to use, and it's super affordable. Check it out at primefitcontent.com. That's prime, like prime of your life, fit content, primefitcontent.com. Back to the show.
So how are things going for Namely now that we have rounded the corner on the pandemic and things seem to be getting a little more stable?
No, things have been great. God's been very kind. I guess initially people didn't know about us. It didn't help that we were not from the industry. And, we really put on the caps of being a student and saying, hey, how do we do what is best? Like, where is the struggle? There were so many people doing sales and marketing, and I don't understand that space half as well because I'm an ops guy. So for me, it was like, hey, where do I bring in my expertise? And, we've been very, very lucky because some of the most known names now use us and they've endorsed us, and that's worked out great. Like you know, the Cosgroves use us and they gave us our break. They're like, hey, we love you. And that started, you know, then Todd Durkin uses us. That was a big, big, you know, sense of accomplishment for us when he's like, hey, this is great. And then recently we signed up with Mark Fisher. So we just have so many great names there. And these are just salt to earth people who only care about the well-being of the gyms that they support and in their own gyms. And we were just lucky that they trusted us. They gave us that opportunity. They tried us. And then based and working with them, we got access to so many more gyms. So we started developing a lot of our capabilities and features and functionalities to enhance more and more and systemize more and more, basically, what a typical gym owner should be doing in terms of providing that client experience.
What's the big challenge now?
Great. A couple of them, right? The big challenge still remains getting the name out, like doing this, right? We've not done this ever. I like to be behind my desk. I like to do my jigsaw puzzles and put pieces together. They don't like getting out, but we need to do it and we're doing it. So brand awareness continues to be a challenge. Two is just what you said a little bit ago. The concept of retention is still not very well understood. So everyone goes and saying, I don't have that problem. We're great. So just the audience is still very much hungry for, hey, I need more leads. I need a lot more automation. And our philosophy is, no, you need a lot more human connections. You need a lot more human interactions. You need the technology to drive those human connections. But it's all about, you know, because it's a big ticket item. We're all high ticket items. To high ticket items, you need high touch points. And that's what we are all about. So I think that's another challenge. And just having people realize that client experience is a big deal. Like everyone knows, hey, billing and scheduling, I need to have a training program, I need to have, but no one thinks in terms of, am I really providing that client experience? Am I providing that customer success? So I think those are the top three challenges. Awareness, retention, client experience. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And then maybe we'll get to meet up again at one of these things in the near future.
We absolutely will. I'm excited about, as things reopen more and more, I'm sure we're going to have a lot more events. And yeah, it'll be nice to meet up in person. And yep. I'll definitely hug you once we meet up, because it's just been forever.
I know, right? All right. Well, listen, thanks again. It's been great. Have a terrific day.
You too. Thank you so much, Jay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Now it's time for three things I like this week. Number one is movies are back. Well, maybe. I say that because since the pandemic has been winding down with the big rollout of vaccinations, we've had some big Hollywood productions finally come back in the theaters, but they're all, you know, things targeted at a youth market, like Godzilla and those kinds of things. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's not the kind of thing that's going to get me back into the theater. And over the weekend, I was finally lured out to a cinema, and it was a lot of fun. You know, the just being around people who are excited to be back doing this normal thing. People were taking selfies of themselves in the theater before the movie started, and they applauded at the end, and it was just a really good experience. So here's hoping that movies continue getting back to normal along with the rest of our lives. Number two, In the Heights is the movie that I saw on Saturday night, and I want to recommend it to anyone who likes a good, wholesome, family-oriented, uplifting Broadway-style musical. I didn't see the stage show, but it's from Lin-Manuel Miranda, who created Hamilton, and he's in it. He's got a little part in it. It's an exhilarating movie. There's just so much energy and positivity, and it's all about this community of Washington Heights in Manhattan and the people there, and it's a rare opportunity to see a big-budget mainstream Hollywood movie
full of Latinx actors. The dancing is dazzling. You'll leave with a smile on your face. Check it out either at home or I think it's on HBO Max or in the theaters. That's In the Heights. Number three, June is Gay Pride Month, although now we call it LGBTQ Pride Month, but you know what I mean. And the organization that I want to highlight today is called PFLAG, which stands for Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays, PFLAG. And they are a nationwide organization with about 400 chapters across the country that provides confidential support and education to the parents and families and friends of gay people, so that if you're a parent of a child who's recently come out, this is a great support organization for you to learn more about the whole topic. So check that out at pflag.org, and you can find a gay pride event in your community online. Okay, that is it for this week. I'd like you to go back and listen to my interview last week, if you missed it, with gym owner Jim Adams of St. Louis, who has recently published his first book, which is a really nice companion piece to his podcast, Masters in Fitness Business. Check that out, and we'll see you next week. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Optimal Aging Podcast. I'm your host, Jay Croft, and I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, I hope you'll subscribe, tell a friend, and write a review. All of that helps us grow our audience. I also hope you'll share any comments you have with me in an email or on social media, including suggestions for people I should interview or topics I should cover. You can learn more about me and my content business at primefitcontent.com. You can send me an email at j@primefitcontent.com. That's J-J-A-Y @primefitcontent.com. I'm also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. So find me anywhere you like and be in touch. And again, thanks for listening. Join us next time.